Well, let's talk a little bit about how has this changed any relationships in your life? Has it changed any? Has it clarified relationships? Or?
Well, I'll tell you, the nicest thing that's happened from getting cancer, as far as relationships go, if you can call it, and you know, actually a lot of it is nice, is the fact that people contact you. You know, those people that maybe you haven't heard from for 10 years or something that were good friends at one time. Suddenly they're all calling you or sending you cards or something like this, and it's very nice. And it's nice to know that those people still care about you. And then I've discovered also there are those people who care about you but don't know how to contact you. I mean, they don't know what to say, this kind of thing. So they just say nothing, so I contact them. You know, say, it's okay. It's okay. You can still talk to me. It's all right. But people feel funny about somebody with an illness of some kind. So
has this affected the way you look at people with illness? I mean, did you have a different way of treating people than you would like to be treated now?
Well, Dave, I don't know if I can answer that, because it seems to me, I don't know whether I've been callous or what, that I hear about people's death, but those people who are very ill, yeah, maybe I'm a little, have been a little sweeter and tried to be a little more thoughtful with them. But I think that's just the way people care,
right?
You know, about people. Some of them have been more thoughtful. Some of them have been, you know, they joke even more or tease even more, so that
is that helpful?
Oh yes.
Do you like being teased about?
Oh yeah, well, I don't know whether I like being teased about cancer, but I like teasing and I like being teased,
yeah.
And you know, I think it's something people need to talk about and need to joke about if they can. And I think a lot of people do treat it that way. You know, they figure, okay, this has happened, so let's get through it with a laugh. Mm-hmm. I just cannot go from day to day to day thinking about my illness or somebody else's illness. And I think, as I've said to my girls or somebody, you know, I've got to live each day as though I'm going to live the next day, not as though I'm going to die the next day. You know,
so living.
Just go on, assuming that I'm going to be alive, and then when I go, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. What about being prepared to go? I mean, I'm asking as someone. You know, say, are there things that you are thinking about doing or that you are doing to see that you're prepared to go, or is what you're telling me, when that comes, it comes, and until then,
well, of course you prepare. I mean, just like I say, taking care of the cemetery plot,
right?
Which a lot of people don't think of. A lot more people do than me, thank heavens, you know, because I just tended to kind of let it slide by, but I didn't want the kids to have to fool with it at this particular time. But other ways, I joke to myself and say I've allowed people to make up to me. Maybe I should have made up to them, but I've allowed a healing process in a few little instances, basically where professional differences caused a certain coolness. And on the other hand, I have learned that I might as well not suffer fools gladly, to quote Shakespeare or whoever. If somebody's doing something that I feel is really wrong in the same area that where I've worked, I just tell them. Mm-hmm. And don't try to couch it in easy terms.